last 2 weeks, we've been talking about how to go public with your faith, how God can use you, use me as ordinary people to reach our world. Today, I want to show you how in about 3 to 5 minutes, the life-changing message of the gospel can come out of your lips, be communicated to the hearts of someone else, and they understand and have eternal life. Stay with me.
Welcome to this Tuesday edition of Living on the Edge with Chip Ingram. I'm Dave Drewy, and today Chip wraps up the series Going Public with Your Faith. You'll learn some final important tips to help you clearly and concisely share the story of Christ with those in your world. Now, if you found this series helpful, why not pass it on to someone else? It's easy. Just give them this web address, lote.org. That's L-O-T-E, livingontheedge.org, and tell them to click on the Listen Online button there on our homepage. Today's message, along with a host of previously aired Living on the Edge messages, are available to you 24 hours a day. That web address again is lote.org, lote.org. Now, with the conclusion to his message, how to tell his story, here's Chip.
Let me give you maybe a few pointers on presentation. I think presentation can get boiled down to 4 words. God, us, Christ, and you. You talk about the God that you know and the God that you love in a personal way, and you help them see God's character, that He's holy and that He's loving. The second thing you need to talk about is us, not pointing at them, but us. We all struggle. If you're married and don't have a problem, put your name on a card, do counseling for the rest of us. Everyone who's married has problems. Everyone who goes to work has problems. Everybody has problems. I've never met anyone who said, you know, I'm the best father I'll ever be, and I'm doing it right now as good as I don't think I can improve. I'm the best worker. I'm the kindest person. I'm the most loving person. You know, I think I told a lie back in 1946, haven't told one since. But you need to talk about us and talk about commonly how we've all sinned. Even if you don't use that vocabulary, this is who God is, and then you need to introduce the problem. Then Christ is the solution. You need to talk about who Jesus is and how He came and how He died and how He died as our substitute and being fully God and fully man. But He's the solution. He bridges the great divide. God is holy and just, and there's this big ravine, and it's the Grand Canyon, and over here is us. Jesus bridged the great divide so we could have relationship with God through what Jesus did on the cross. That's the gospel. Now, the last part you want to talk about is the you. And when you talk to them, you need to talk about a response that's required. And there's multiple illustrations about, you know, I can take my watch off and say it's yours, but you have to receive it. I can deposit money in your bank account, but unless you write a check, unless there's an action step to write the check, you don't get it. God has given a gift, eternal life, through Jesus Christ. You must respond by faith to receive it. So in your presentation, you know, here's the facts of the gospel, and you might start in different places depending on the person. By the way, this is what the message is not. Give your heart to Jesus. The Bible doesn't say that. If there's no change in your life, you didn't get something. But it's not about jumping through hoops. It's not, you know, you don't give your heart to God like He's got this pile of dirty hearts, you know, up in heaven. It's not about something you give God. It's something you receive from God. You receive eternal life as a gift based on the work of Christ. Now, are you ready? Here's where we're going to go. I want to show you how to share the gospel using one picture and one verse. This is to be done on napkins. This is to be done on half sheets of paper. You can do this one in restaurants, and you take the salt over here and the pepper over here, and this is one cliff, and this is the other cliff, and you draw, you know, put a spoon beside. This is so easy and so clear. If you can use one verse and learn one picture, you're there. Can I call you Joe? And at times, Mary. All right, Joe, Mary, you're a couple sitting across from me. We're buddies. Out of the blue, you open up and share some pretty heavy stuff. And you say, you know what, I see you, and it seems like there's a difference, but I don't know what it is. And I say to you, hey, Joe, hey, Mary, I've really been praying for an opportunity, really for months, to get to share with you the difference. And the difference isn't that I try harder, and the difference isn't my personality, and the difference isn't even that I go to church or that I'm religious at all. The difference is I have a relationship with Christ. I'm not a religious person, actually, although I know in your mind you think I am. But Joe, Mary, I just want you to know, I have a relationship with Christ. And could I ask you a question? What would you say? Sure, thank you very much. Joe, Mary, could I take about 3 to 5 minutes to explain to you what God says is the way to have eternal life? You can know for sure that you can have eternal life. I'd like to explain the difference between religion and a real relationship with God. Would you let me do that? And they say, sure. And so I grab the napkin and I pull the napkin over and I lean over toward them. And then I draw a squiggly line. That's one side. And then I draw this other side. And I've drawn a little canyon, okay? And then I write the word on the right side. I write in the word God. And then I just start right there and I say, you know, here's this big canyon. And God loves you. And He cares about you, Mary. He cares about you, Joe. And I'd probably share some of the struggles and hurts that He's been open with me. And I said, God wants to help you in those. He's for you. But you do need to understand, He's not only loving, Joe, He's holy. He's pure. He is so other that He can't tolerate, like not like a few sins. He can't even tolerate one. And so really what we have is He's over on this side, and then I'd write the word us. And I would say, Joe, this is us. This is you and me and all the people everywhere. And God's on this one side, kind of the Grand Canyon, and we're over here on the other side. Now, Joe, listen very carefully, and I would try and print it. And if you know me, this would be difficult, but I would take my time and I would print it real nicely at the bottom of the napkin. And so they could see it. I said, Joe, there's one verse in the Bible I think explains the good news of how to have a relationship with Jesus. And then I would print it and I'd write, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And I would print that out and then I'd turn the napkin toward him and I'd say, Joe, let me underline the key words here, okay? This is very simple, but it's very important. Listen very carefully, Mary. And then I would underline the words wages, sin, death, free gift, and eternal life. And then I'd say, Joe, you know, over here on the us side, I might even jot in bad news. And this verse that is written on the bottom of this napkin, it really has some bad news. And then I would say, here's the bad news. It says for the wages, and I would write the word wages in there. The word wages of sin, and I'd write the word sin next to underneath it. And then right in the middle, I'd write the word death. And I'd say, Joe, Mary, I can't con you. I can't play games. This is really, really bad news. What the Bible says is that what are wages? And Mary would say, well, it seems like that's what you get paid for. I said, well, paid for what? Well, wages are what you get paid for whatever you do. I said, oh, that's right. Mary, you got it. See, wages are whatever you deserve for what you have done. And Mary, what the Bible says is that the wages are what you get paid for what you've done. What did you do? What's the problem? What's the bad news? We've all sinned. I said, Mary, you know, I've noticed you've shared with me that you've really had some struggle blowing up with the kids. And would you call that like a sin? You know what was right to do, but you did it? Yeah, okay. That's all the Bible's saying, Mary. It's saying, though, that the wages are what you get paid for, that you deserve for when you do what you know is wrong. And then I would write death right in the middle. And I said, see, what separates God and us is sin has caused death. And then I would explain, death means separation from God. And you ask me why I'm different. Joe, it's because I used to be separated from God, but now I'm not separated anymore. I have a relationship with God. Joe, I've learned that there's a bridge over this big chasm. And I've walked across that bridge. And now the wages and the sin no longer bring death. In fact, look in this right corner, I might jot the word good news. Look at the second half of this verse. And by the way, Joe, it says, for the wages of sin is death. And then I would circle the word but. I'd say, Joe, that's pretty scary, isn't it? Separation from God now and forever and ever. But remember I told you about God? He's a loving God. He cares about you. He cares about you so much. There's a free gift of God, and that is eternal life, and it comes through Christ. And then up on the right, I would write free gift. And I would say, Joe, kind of look how those two go together. Over here on the bad news side, wages, what you get for what you've done, is death. But over here, there's a free gift, so it's not something you can earn. And then I would move on down. In the next box, I'd write eternal life. And I'd say, Joe, this is the good news. Mary, please follow along with me right now. God loves you. You're separated from Him by your sin, the wages of it. But He has a free gift to give you, and that free gift is eternal life. Now look at the bottom on your napkin. How do you get it? Notice what it says. It is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And then I would draw a little bridge, and I would make a cross, and I would write Jesus Christ. And then I'd look him right in the eye, and I'd say, the difference between you and me is not that I'm better, it's not that I'm religious. The difference between you and me is that when Jesus died on the cross, He paid for your sin, and He paid for mine. I have taken Him up on the offer, Joe, and I might even put a little stick man on my side and a dotted line with my name. And I said, Joe, someone shared what I'm sharing with you, with me. And I realized that of myself, I could never have a relationship with God. But when Jesus died on the cross, see, He was fully God, fully man. He paid for my sin. And the free gift of eternal life comes by faith, trusting Him, asking Him to come into your life, trusting that His death and resurrection alone, paid for my sin, and I can receive eternal life. Got it? Okay, one verse, one picture. Now, that's not really very hard, is it? One verse. You got the gospel. I find that there are many people in our day who will look at me and they'll say, you know, Chip, I'm really happy for you. I'm glad for you. But, you know, I don't really feel like a very bad person. You know I've sinned, but everyone sins. And, you know, any kind of God who's very good, he's going to kind of grade on the curve. And, you know, I'm not an axe murderer. And, you know, I'm not running drugs on the side down to Mexico. And I'm really a pretty good person. And so if they're a sports person, I use a baseball analogy. And if they're not, I use my Billy Graham Mother Teresa analogy. But the baseball illustration is to help people understand God's holiness. And I say, Joe, you know, we're baseball buddies. And then I'll say, to get on God's all-star team, Joe, there's only two prerequisites. He says, what's that? See, God's perfect, okay? So baseball, like in heaven, would be perfect, right? Yeah. So to get in, only two prerequisites. You have to play airless ball your entire life. Never sin, never lie, never make one single mistake. Have you got it? Yeah. And you have to bat 1,000. To get in God's family, Joe, you got to bat 1,000 100% of the time. Never, ever do anything wrong. He doesn't grade on the curve. Oh. See, that's why you need Christ. By the way, if people don't get lost, they can never be saved. If they don't understand they have a problem, they don't need a solution. The other one that I've used often on airplanes, because it's really quick, is you know, most people have taken tests and said, you know, if God was a teacher, to get in heaven, you have to have a test score. The test score that gets you in is 100. What? 100. Perfect score. Now, Mother Teresa, maybe she gets a 97, better than all the rest of us. Billy Graham, you know, 96, 98, I don't know, depends on your persuasion. But I mean, 97, 98, guess what? Mother Teresa, as good as she was, Billy Graham, as good as he is, can't get in. What? No, God's not letting Billy in. No matter how hard he worked, no what? Well, if Billy can't get in and Mother Teresa can't get in, how am I going to get in? And I say, look at the napkin, Joe. Jesus is the only way to get in. Ah, second illustration that's critical. A lot of people, you go back to your picture and you have the bridge and you have the cross. And what they say is, and then you say, it requires faith. And you might quote Ephesians 2, 8, 9. And they'll say, I believe that. And you know they're not a believer. And they say, yeah, I believe that. And you say, wait a second. No, we're not talking about intellectual assent. And so the Niagara Falls illustration helps people understand what biblical faith is. Niagara Falls illustration actually was a true story, and I forget the guy's name, but you can look it up somewhere. And the fellow wanted to make some money, and all the honeymooners at Niagara Falls. He put a tight rope across Niagara Falls, rushing water underneath of it, and he went from one side to the other, first with a balance beam, and you know people were doing this, and of course you know he's passing the hat and making money. And so then, literally, true, he takes a wheelbarrow, puts about 150 pounds of sand, and he goes, you know, goes up, over, and crossed, and asks for money each time. One guy is going, he was a circus guy, so he was pretty confident, good thing. And so he made it, and one guy on one side was just going, man, you are great, you are awesome, this is unbelievable, man, this is great. And the guy turns to him and says, do you believe, to the crowd, I could put a 150-pound man in this wheelbarrow and go from this side and then come back? And everyone's going, oh, yeah, man, you can do it with... Yeah, of course you can. This guy goes, man, I know you can do it. He goes, great, you get in. That's saving faith. You got it? The final part of sharing the gospel is you ask the decisive question. And what I usually do is I take my pen. Or if I use two salt shakers and I got a fork, I'll take a toothpick or something. You know, you can be pretty creative. And I'll take my pen and I'll say, John, if you had to put yourself somewhere on this, right here, on that bridge. But what I'd do, then I take this pen and I put it there and I say, which side are you on? Or if you had to lay this pen where you're at right now, where would it be? And if the guy's an unbeliever, the gal's an unbeliever, and they're honest, they'll put it right over here. And then the decisive question is this. Is there anything keeping you from trusting Jesus right now as your Savior? And then, by the way, do something it took me years to learn. Shut up. Let God work. And I've had times where it was very quiet. I've had people say, yeah, I'm living with my girlfriend, and I know if I cross that bridge, God won't be happy with that relationship. I'll have to make some changes. And I'll say, well, you're right. Now, you're going to share the gospel, get clear on the facts, right? Get the message clear. Two, you need a method that you're comfortable with. Three, you need a couple illustrations, these or others, to clarify some things. And fourth, you ask the decisive question. Your homework assignment is to share the gospel with a Christian, okay? Pretty non-threatening. Find another believer and say, I'm practicing this thing, okay? Will you listen to me? And then tell me if it's clear or not. But before you go there, let's do something that we, shame on us if we didn't. You just heard the gospel. Now let me ask you a question. Is there anything keeping you right now from trusting Jesus as your Savior right now? And are you willing to receive Him, to believe on Him, to say, Lord Jesus, man, this is clear. What a deal. You've forgiven. You love me. You're giving me a brand new life. You'll do for me what you did for John. You're on this side of the bridge. You want to be on this side. You're ready to believe in Jesus. You want eternal life. You cry out to God. You get real. You get honest. He'll save you. Just before we go on today, I want to stop. Because I am aware that as I'm teaching believers how to share the gospel, how to share His story about how people can have eternal life, you may be a person saying, you know something? I don't have a story to tell, and I don't have anything to share because the gospel that you're helping these people learn to share, I've never received it. If you find yourself listening to my voice right now, and you realize that your sin has separated you from God, you realize that your life isn't working the way God wants it to, and that you need forgiveness, and you want your guilt removed, and you want peace, and you want brand new eternal life, then I invite you right now, before we finish this series, to invite Jesus Christ to be your Savior. You've heard what it means, admitting that you've sinned, believing Christ being fully God paid for your sin, and then trusting in Him, asking Him to give you the free gift of eternal life. If you've never done that, right where you're at, it's the most important thing you'll ever do on this planet. Humble yourself and pray from the heart right now with me. Lord Jesus, I'm sorry. I admit that I've sinned. And today I want to ask you to forgive me. And I believe that your death on the cross, Lord Jesus, paid for my sin. Come into my life. Cleanse me. and make me the man or the woman you want me to be. Amen. Praying a prayer does not have the power to do anything. But when you believe in your heart and you pray that out of faith, God hears your prayer and He has forgiven you. If you prayed that with me right now, we're going to give you a phone number to call. And we have a new believer's kit and some information. It's free. We want to help you grow. And tell a pastor, tell a Christian friend, find a good Bible teaching church and get connected. And now for those of you that are believers, I want to encourage you, will you please ask God to give you a zeal to take what you've learned in these last 2 weeks? The series is wrapping up. This is the last program on going public with your faith. Ask God to give you a zeal and the discipline to learn to share your testimony, define your evangelistic style, and then opportunities that you will recognize to share the gospel. Lord, thank you very much for our time together the last couple weeks. Thank you that it's the gospel that's the power of God to salvation. Thank you that you've given each one of us a unique story. Now open our spiritual eyes that we could see opportunities all around us of people that are open, of people that are needy, of people that you have designed us to be the bridge to share our story and your story, the good news of the gospel, with them. We commit it to you. Now make us witnesses worthy of our calling. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks, Chip. If you prayed along with Chip to receive Christ today, we'd love to hear from you. We'd also like to send you a special gift, a new believer's kit, to help you get started in your new faith. Now, the toll-free number here at Living on the Edge is 1-888-333-6003. That's 1-888-333-6003. If you prayed to receive Christ today, please give us a call, let us know, and we'll send you your new believer's kit. Now, in addition to our current series, Chip has another resource that he would like to get into your hands this month. Here's Chip with more.
Hi, this is Chip, and I hope you are getting down clearly the most powerful message in the world, the gospel, and how to share God's story. But what I know is many of you will be around a Thanksgiving table, and you will long to share this with people that what you know is they really don't want to hear it, or maybe they want to hear it, but they don't want to hear it from you. And they always go off into, well, you know, you don't really believe, you know, God created the world, and, you know, you're not going to tell me that you really believe in the Bible, that old ancient book, and then you get stuck. And here's what I want to tell you. What we want to do is equip you. We grow people to impact their world and beyond. That's Living on the Edge, and here's how we do it. We have a tool called Why I Believe, 5 CDs that we'd like to put in your hands so that when you begin to talk and they ask that question, you can just be relaxed, be on their team, not be confrontational, you know, not ruin Thanksgiving, and you can say, you know what, why don't you listen to this CD and let me know what you think? You know, you've raised some really good objections, and you know, I've been doing some research. I would love to know what you think, and then choose the one that's most appropriate on creation or why you believe in the Bible or the God of the Bible or is Jesus, could he be the only way? We long to empower you to break through those barriers with family members this Thanksgiving where they hear about the love of Christ in a way that they can really understand.
Well, thanks, Chip. For our limited time, we're making this series, Why I Believe, available for a gift of any amount. It's our way of saying thank you for your support of Living on the Edge. Now, to take advantage of this special offer, call Living on the Edge today at 1-888-333-6003. That's 1-888-333-6003 with your gift of any amount, and we'll send you your copy of the 5-part CD series, Why I Believe. That number again is 1-888-333-6003. 1-888-333-6003. As we wrap up today's program, let me remind you that Living on the Edge is now on TV. That's right. You can watch Living on the Edge each Monday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on DirecTV Channel 378. This new television program has the same great teaching from Chip Ingram, and it's a great way to introduce others to the ministry or to the gospel. That's Living on the Edge TV, each Monday night at 7 Eastern on DirecTV Channel 378. Well, join us again tomorrow as Chip begins a new series, How to Finish Well, from the book of 1 Peter. For Chip Ingram and the entire staff here at Living on the Edge, I'm Dave Druey. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Living on the Edge.